www.thebigbeat.com.
Free Talk Live, hour number two, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. A happy Saturday evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Manwich.
And we just, unfortunately, Brent couldn't hold over. We were talking about immigration, but this show allows you, unlike pretty much any other show out there, to literally take control of the airwaves. You tell us up toll-free at 800-259-9231, and you can bring up anything you want. And ladies, your calls come first. We do have Daniel on the line. We're going to get to him in just a moment. But first, we have to bring you this.
For Free Talk Live, this is Mike with your Week 9 NFL update. Well, you knew it had to happen sooner or later. The New England Patriots' 21-game win streak came to an abrupt end last week as they were beaten by the Pittsburgh Steelers 34-20. The Patriots have been plagued with injuries as of late, but hopefully they will be able to bounce back this week as they travel to St. Louis to take on the Rams in a 4 o'clock contest. And perhaps the last remaining unbeaten team in the league, the Philadelphia Eagles, will finally get their first loss of the season as they find themselves going up against the same high-powered offense of the Pittsburgh Steelers in a 1 o'clock game. Other key matchups this week include the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosting running back Priest Holmes and the Kansas City Chiefs at Raymond James Stadium on Sunday, and the Minnesota Vikings travel to Indianapolis to take on the Colts in this week's Monday night game. Be sure to check your local listings for games and times in your area. For the latest news and information regarding all of your favorite NFL teams, players, and coaches, be sure to log on to www.nfl.com. And don't forget to check out my picks of the week in the BBS on our website at freetalklive.com. I am Mike, and this has been your Week 9 NFL update. Now let's get back to more Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Yes, indeed. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. I would like to get back to the immigration thing, but we are governed by the caller, so let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. Daniel in Venice, Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daniel.
Hello.
I have one thing to say about the election before I get to what I was going to talk about.
Okay.
It's bad that George W. Bush, it's not the worst thing that George W. Bush got elected, but it's even worse that now the Senate and the House have a Republican majority in them.
Well, didn't they both have Republican majorities previous to this?
Yes, they did.
So,
although I believe it was closer then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't in for the last 4 years, it was pretty close between the Republicans and Democrats. Now they've got a decent chunk, don't they?
The Republicans have 11 more senators and 31 more House representatives.
Oh, my gosh.
And on top of that, don't we have a Supreme Court justice who's about to kick the bucket, and which would mean that if he did, there'd be a vacancy, and therefore the Bush administration would be appointing the next one?
Yeah, Rehnquist, I think.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
How about that?
Scary.
That's definitely a frightening thought for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
So what else is on your mind, Daniel?
All right. I was searching, and I found this one website that states all the political parties in America, and there has got to be at least 50 of them.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of political parties in America, but most of them are
irrelevant.
Yeah. They exist in one or two states, and they've got a total of 400 members nationwide.
And they never put anybody in a presidential election.
No, they do. They do, but they don't get on very many ballots.
Yeah,
so the Prohibition Party is one of those parties out there, and I think they had a candidate on in five states or something like that. So
thank God.
Yeah, they are out there. There's the Personal Freedoms Party, the Socialist Workers Party. You can go on and on and on.
The Natural Law Party.
Minnesota, I believe.
Oh, so they are still around then?
Yeah, the Natural Law Party was in Minnesota. And then what I was noticing is that Ralph Nader was put as a Reform Party candidate in some states and then independent as others, and then other as some others.
Yeah, well, that just about describes the state of the Reform Party today. So what's the point of all this, Daniel? Anything
I don't know. It's just kind of interesting, some of the parties they have here. The birthday party.
The birthday party?
What's the birthday party's platform, if you will?
I don't know. I was looking that up, and they just don't have one, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe it's that since it's someone's birthday every day in this country, every day should be a party.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
I'm all for that.
How about the party party? Is there one of those?
Not that I can see.
No. All right.
The American Nazi Association.
Okay.
I'm sure they got plenty of subscribers.
Yeah, give us a couple more oddball parties if you have the list in front of you.
I have the list in front of me. Oh, there was one. Oh, where is it?
I don't
marijuana
know.
Marijuana party.
Yep, okay, there's that one.
Neighborhood party.
The neighborhood party?
Yeah.
So there
like
you go.
A block party.
So, yeah, go ahead and do your due diligence, Daniel, and research them all. Although I would recommend that you just stick with the Libertarian Party, because we're the party of principle.
Student right party.
All right, Daniel. Hey, anything else on your mind?
No.
Thanks for the call, dude. We'll talk to you later. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, toll free. Let's get back to the immigration thing. We had a caller last hour, actually a couple callers, talking about immigration, and I tried to nail Harriet down a little bit to her being a xenophobe. I mean, she's got to be just afraid of having Hispanics come in here and compete for jobs. She was talking about some crazy situation where Hispanics were getting jobs at Ohio University and being given schematics on napkins and as to how to do wiring and that sort of thing. It was totally unbelievable, and I'm sure she just heard it from somebody. But it just seems like people like her just don't get it. This is supposed to be a free country.
Well, that was corroborated by the next guy who said that, you know, people that were hired to do electrical work couldn't do it.
Oh, at his situation,
yes.
Right, here in Sarasota. Okay. Well,
that doesn't make it true.
Well, as we made the point with that gentleman, Brent, we said, well, you didn't have to work there. You know, if you don't like your working environment, you don't like who they're hiring, you think it puts you at risk, then don't work for those people anymore. Go somewhere else. And if it's going to affect them, if they hire shoddy employees and a fire starts and their business burns to the ground, well, that's their risk. It doesn't affect you and I whatsoever.
The people are funny about their jobs, and it seems like there's this old mentality. Jobs are everywhere. I can choose to get a new job within a week. I'm sure I can get one. Now maybe, you know, I'll have to search harder to get one that pays me as much as I'm used to making, and I'm always in search of one that's paying me more than I'm making currently.
Sure.
But, you know, that's my commodity. That's what I sell. That's my business, you know. I sell my work. And it used to be where jobs were scarce. Oh, my God, got to keep my job. I've worked here 50 years. You know, I mean, it's that the whole old mentality of a worker that, you know, somehow you've got this job and that job owes you something.
Somehow you deserve your job.
Right,
and
right. And xenophobia or whatever, the hate of the new group of immigrants is as old as immigrants.
Sure.
You know, I mean, the reason we have Polack jokes is because of, you know, turn of the century, they were bringing, Poles where they were coming over to build bridges and that kind of thing.
Right.
They built the Brooklyn Bridge, was mainly built by Poles. And people didn't like Poles. And then, you know, Italians are coming over. And we don't like Italians. Those dirty mix, those Irish,
right.
You know. I mean, I'm not saying that that necessarily is chronological. But what I'm telling you is that everybody's, you pick your ethnic group, and somebody's hated them for immigrating here.
Threatening their job.
Right. You know.
And it's just cowardice. That's all it is. I mean, buck up.
Speaking of cowardice, I mean, here's Harriet going off on this whole 9/11, you know, post 9/11 hysteria thing that I mention all the time. If the media takes every little factoid that they get thrown to them by the government or whatever, and they got to put their own little spin on it, and then they have everybody in a panic, in a tizzy all the time, thinking, oh gosh, you know, the terror level is going to be elevated again, and oh geez, you know, we might as well just go stick a big electrified fence all the way around the whole damn U.S. of A.
Which
and
is just totally
keep everybody
nuts.
Out. I mean, it's just not going
to
happen.
I can never get an anti-immigration person to really nail down what they really want. Do you want us to build a great wall? Because
they
want to
blow up Mexicans.
That's
really
not
want.
Going to keep them out either. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We want to hear from you about anything and everything. That's why we call this show Free Talk Live.
This This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lectropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen this look in Home Design Magazine. It's caught the attention of designers everywhere. This look is Walworth, and it's quickly becoming one of today's hottest decorating trends. Walworths are pre-spaced and pre-pasted transfer letter stains that last a lifetime or until your next decorating spree. Quick to remove, Walworths are excellent for renters or those who love to frequently change the look of their home. Choose from over 1,400 quotes or design your own. Walworths can lend a witty, whimsical, wise, romantic, or even spiritual feel to your home or office. Quotations take just minutes to apply, yet look like they've been meticulously painted on. Walworth has been featured on QVC, Paint, Paint, Paint on PBS, and HGTV Your Home. Add this unique look to your sales office, classroom, kids' room, or any room in your house. For your free catalog with thousands of ideas, call 888-422-6685. That's 888-422-6685. Or visit us at walworth.com. That's walworth.com.
Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm taking the collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've lost 20 pounds. I have much better energy, and my sleep is better.
Hi, my name is Marcia. I've been taking Vim and Vigor. It's done tremendous help for the bursitis in my thumb, and I've also lost 35 pounds.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
What are you waiting for? Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Collagenate is different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446 and get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446. 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And that is toll-free nationwide. We are worldwide, by the way, and if you're around the world and you want to email the show, you're certainly welcome to at ftl@freetalklive.com and log on.
That's right. Go to the website at freetalklive.com. You can get signed up and involved in our BBS, which means you can start a big old flame war. Go on a rant. Just go out on a rant. Just I don't know, come up with anything crazy and just see how many people will post.
after you've already posted your thing. Because, man, I tell you what, I've read some pretty crazy stuff on there in the last few weeks. And we've got, what is it now, over 160 members? Yeah, so please, please, by all means, get involved with that. You can also log into the chat room while we're here on the air. You can download the archives of the last few weeks of our program in MP3 format for your listening pleasure.
You know, I just realized we dropped the ball tonight, guys.
How so?
We had two ladies call in, and none of us remembered to invite either one of them to become a Shriner.
Yeah.
The Shrine of Female Listeners there at freetalklive.com.
True.
We have lots of ladies that have decided, mainly from our local days. We just recently started doing a national show, but lots of ladies who have sent us pictures in. It's not a beauty pageant by any stretch of the imagination, although there's some very attractive women in there, and of course, beauty being in the eye of the beholder. You can go in and check out these ladies at freetalklive.com.
And become one of them, ladies. If you're out there listening to this program, we're proud of our female listeners on this show. We want to show you off. That's basically the point. Look, Free Talk Live has female listeners, unlike most of talk radio.
Right.
So, anyway, just keep me on that, guys. If we got a female caller and I haven't gone there, we need to start recruiting.
Okay.
We need to get our first GCN female listener, Shriner. Okay?
Sounds like a plan.
Let's get back to the phones. Back to the fun. Craig in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Craig.
You kind of wanted to continue this immigration issue. I guess one comment about it is we have all these, government has all these rules and regulations in place dealing with immigration, and then people see all these rules not being enforced. Well, I'd be mad too. If you're going to have these rules, enforce them or get rid of them.
I concur with that. Do you sort of understand why it would be for, say, a guy in Latin America, he would think to himself it's a lot easier to swim the Rio Grande than it is to climb that mountain of paperwork that he has to file in order to become an American citizen?
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, I agree we shouldn't, most of these rules and regulations are going beyond stupidity, but then get rid of them. I mean,
well, in that way, the bureaucrats keep their legitimacy, you know, the INS. People that work for the INS, they have to keep their legitimacy.
Well, not only keep their legitimacy, you've got to give them something to do, I guess.
I suppose. And, of course, it's an unconstitutional organization.
Yeah, Craig, do you have your speakers turned up?
No.
No? Okay.
We're getting a lot of feedback.
Weird talk back from you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, guys.
I guess another thing is, can I switch the subject?
Yeah, go ahead. Free Talk Live. Go for it.
You know, people have been talking about possibility of a draft being instated next year.
It seems unlikely to me.
We've talked about that here, but what's your feeling?
There are bills in Congress that are just sitting there waiting to be voted on.
No, not anymore. They voted that out before the election.
There was a Senate version and a representative version. There were two.
A House version that was taken care of. I don't know about this. I've never heard anything about the Senate version.
Yeah, I haven't checked lately, but the Senate version was identical to the House. And that was still Senate.
Who would have started that Senate version? Because the idea was to simply for the Democrats to spread, you know, fear about the Republicans doing it, but so they were all Democrat-sponsored bills.
No, that wasn't. I don't think that was the idea at all.
That's absolutely what the idea was.
According to, well, you don't know for sure. And
well, Democrats sponsored the bill.
According to what they said, well, the reason they said that was because I think it was Democrat Charles Rangel
Charlie Rangel.
And his rationale was, well, if we're going to have a draft, it should be fair, and they should change the rules to make it so that rich people can have a draft. It was the most weird, twisted logic. He was saying that he wasn't for the draft, but he was going to go ahead and reinstate the draft so the rich people's kids would have to be in the draft, and therefore, since the rich people's kids were going to be in the draft, they'd be against the draft, and the draft would be ended forever, if you understand that.
That was his
logic. He was totally for the idea of bringing back the draft. If it was John Kerry or George Bush, and it is, of course, Bush, I feel like the draft is going to come back. Is that how you feel, Craig?
Yeah, have you ever had a chance to read any of those bills? To read them?
God, no, I couldn't.
Surprisingly, they're pretty easy to read. But the thing is, they're not just a military draft; they're a civil service draft. They're both.
Civil service draft is what you said.
They're both. They're a military and a civilian draft.
What would you do as a civil? I don't understand the difference between a military and a civilian draft. Please help me out.
Well, I guess. One way you can look at it, a civilian draft would give them WPA-type projects. I have no idea what they do, because the wording in the bill states
I think they call that slave labor, don't they?
Yes, that's exactly what it's called. And that's what the draft is. Any form of conscription is slave labor.
Right. But it states in there, as the president deems fit. That's the words that are used. But the kicker of it is, I can see this going two ways. You know, everybody complains, you know, there was never back in Vietnam when they had the draft, there was never a Senate or presidential person, their children are ever drafted. Supposedly that's what people claim. But under this bill, you could easily say, well, my son's being drafted, but he might be drafted under the civilian section, and he might go off and do some cushy job. But they can say, well, my kid's been drafted.
Craig, I wish we could keep this connection open. We're getting weird feedback from your line, so hopefully we will hear from you again. We definitely appreciate your call. Thanks, Craig. And 800-259-9231 is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. So you don't think it's going
to
happen?
It just seems so otherworldly to me that the draft might come back. I mean, and I'm not saying that people that suspect it, I want people to be vigilant about it, because
right.
It is the single biggest detriment to people's freedom. I mean, you know, the draft is crazy. It's slave labor. And especially when you can die doing it.
So you're meaning otherworldly as in, like, bizarre?
It's bizarre.
Well, what do you think the last 4 years have been? What do you think the next 4 years are going to be like?
I don't think the last 4 years is nearly as bizarre as getting drafted to go to Vietnam.
Just getting started, man.
He wants more troops, and there's only one way to get those troops.
The other way is to pay more money to the army, offer them more money so that they can get troops over there.
Yeah, but at some point, there's going to be a point of diminishing returns. You're going to be able to offer, if more of our guys start dying in foreign countries, as they are currently, if more continue to die at a greater clip, it doesn't matter if you offer $100,000 a year for being a military private, you're going to have a tough time finding recruits, I think. I really do. I think the fact that
Halliburton's sending people over there right now for $60,000, and you can watch those guys get their heads cut off on television, but they're still finding people to go over there as contractors.
Well,
I think if you start giving those guys a real wage, that you'll find lots and lots of people. There's people with no hope in, big cities all over America.
But why pay a wage when you could reinstate the draft?
Because the draft.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, I think that you could have a full fledged rebellion on your hands with the draft.
I certainly hope so. I really do. I hope America doesn't take this one sitting down, because I really do believe we're headed. You know, if there's anything besides the fact that the numbers just aren't there, if there's anything that, as far as evidence that you need, George Bush said he wasn't going to do it. There you have it. Viva la revolution! Back with more. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Would you like to have a government that treats citizens as responsible adults rather than helpless children? Are you fed up with legislators who spend as though there's no tomorrow? Are you tired of having to jump through regulatory hoops when you try to run a business or educate your children? Would you like your vote to finally make a difference? The Free State Project is a plan for 20,000 people who believe in limited government and increased civil liberties to move to a single state in the U.S. so that together we can make a difference. Join us in New Hampshire and you too can have liberty in your lifetime. Members of the Free State Project Act will reduce burdensome taxation and regulation, eliminate wasteful government programs, and will return New Hampshire to a government limited in size, scope, and expense. A government committed to keeping them free. Free to lead their lives, contribute money to charities, run their businesses, and raise their families. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Toll free nationwide. You can also check out the website, freetalklive.com. Check out all the great stuff there, the BBS, the chat room, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archive section. Email us, FTL at freetalklive. Check out the website. So many ways to get interactive with this program.
Let's get right back to the phones, right back to the fun. And by the way, it's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Manwich.
And we're going to talk to Billy in Sarasota. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Let me first say I've really enjoyed listening to your show and debating the issues over the last year and a half.
But thank you, sir.
You're welcome. But I've got to say I'm very happy to hear that the American people have agreed with me on the issues and the support of George W. Bush.
Billy, are you gloating?
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. Na 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 na.
Hey, Billy. Congratulations. I'm glad that your candidate won, Billy.
Well, thank you. We're all winners in this, even though Ian doesn't see that in the rest of the
right.
Here's something that I sort of thought about the election in general is there was a huge push to get out the vote.
They came out, that's for sure.
It was the biggest election ever, and George Bush is the first president to be elected by a majority in 50-something years.
He had the most votes of any president ever.
Absolutely. That's because there's the most people voting.
There's more people in this country now, too.
But and I'm not diminishing that. He did get more votes than, say, even Reagan.
What about percentage-wise, though? Was it the highest percentage ever?
I thought they said something to that effect.
Since 1988, like he said, he's the first one to get over 50%.
Okay.
So, I mean,
well, good for him.
That's a clear message that America is for George W. Bush.
There's America's future right there, Jim.
And he has a clear mandate to pass the agendas that are necessary for the American people.
I don't think he has a clear mandate.
What George W. Bush is going to do to the Constitution in the next 4 years.
I'm not sure that
50.5% or whatever is a clear mandate, Billy. But I mean,
well, so then nobody's had
one way or the other.
Well, then nobody's had a mandate since 1988, according to that.
Great, great.
Thank goodness they're all scum.
With 7 or 8 candidates on a ticket to get 50% is pretty impressive.
Oh, come on, Billy.
Seven or eight.
Just as well as we do that the other 7 or the other 6 candidates that you're talking about don't get any media attention, so it's not a major feat to defeat those guys.
Well, they got enough attention to get people like you 3 to vote for them. So, I mean,
well, they can't take part in the conventions. So what does that tell you?
That's why I'm paying attention. I'm not paying attention because the media gave them attention and attracted me.
And this is sort of my point on this, Billy. I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
I'm hearing weird feedback too. But
okay.
I'm just wondering where the Michael Moores, the Whoopi Goldbergs, the Dan Rathers, and all these people who were clearly trying to point the election in John Kerry's favor. and just are making the most outrageous anti-American comments over the last year. Where are they now?
They've been living in a country that you know, they've been living in a country contrary to what it is that they wanted to see for a long time. I mean, you know, the country's far too moderate for the tastes of Michael Moore, Dan Rather, Whoopi Goldberg, and Walter Cronkite, and the sort. But, I mean, so they've gotten used to it. My question is, with this huge Get Out the Vote campaign, and people, you know, like, it just seems like a lot of uninformed people were voting. What do you think about that, Billy?
Well, I mean, the uninformed have a right to voice their opinion, too. That's why we only got 50%. But, you know, and I find it interesting with, like...
You think that everybody voted Republican is informed?
Well, either, you know, uninformed or a little weak in the knees and are afraid to deal with the facts we're facing today. So.
Okay.
But, you know, people make mistakes, and like Ian says, they don't follow things closely, so they don't know what's going on. Enough people do, and I'm glad to see that the American people voted for Bush. We got four more.
I
got to
say that I disagree, and I agree with Manwich that people are just blissfully ignorant in this country. If they actually did know what was going on, third parties would have gotten a much higher result. And you know what? Something I was going to touch on tonight is this survey that came out before the election.
Let us know. I can't wait to hear all the ignorant people like me voted for Bush in every county.
I didn't say you were ignorant. You're ignorant by choice, Billy, because you know you should know better by now since you listen to this show. Anyway, the Patriot Act. 3/4 of Americans say they know little or nothing about it. This is a nationwide survey of likely voters.
Great act.
3/4 of Americans don't know anything about it,
yes,
Billy.
Yes, great enough for me to poop on!
70% don't know about the $500 billion new drug benefit added this year to Medicare, which your small government George Bush signed into law. Oh, wait, he's never vetoed a single law. Isn't that even a minor issue for you, Billy?
Hey, he's passed good laws. Why veto them? You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
We got 55... Senate seats now, so there won't be any more bills vetoed either. We're going to be dominating. We're going to be dominating.
I don't think there's ever been a situation like this. We currently
House
have.
House of Representatives, the Senate, White House.
Here's what I want to know is, in 4 years, when it's more of the same, and it's more of business as usual.
Don't say more of the same. I heard that out of Kerry's mouth a million times.
I just want to know. Here's the question. But this is a question to you, Billy. In 4 years, when it's more of the same, more is business and more is politics as usual, will you be voting Republican?
Well, I can't.
Because that's what did it to me, man, is when I finally saw that George Bush wasn't a conservative. Because to me, conservative means smaller government, less spending, less intrusion, you know, that whole thing. When I finally saw that, that's when I'm like, I'm sick of this crap. The Republicans have been lying to me. They're just like the Democrats, and they want to grow the country, grow the government, more power. I can fix it, and I know better how to run your life. And that's, to me, that's just what I see of the Republican Party as well as the Democrats, and that's why I gave up.
So the question again, Billy, is in 4 years when government is bigger, more powerful, more intrusive, more expensive than it ever has been, are you going to vote Republican again?
Well, you know, that's not as big an issue to me. That's not a big issue to me. More of the bigger issue, like the majority of Americans, are the values that the Republican Party holds.
If size of government isn't a big issue, then you're not a real conservative, are you, Billy?
Well, I'm not so much a conservative on the economy side as I am on the social side.
Which values are you talking about, and how are we going to instill them through the use of government?
No gay marriage, number one.
Why? Do you know? Hey, Billy, just on point number one. Do you know that gay people are living together and having butt sex right now in your town? They're doing it right now.
Well, just let them do that. I got no problem what they do behind closed doors.
You know, and here's what the problem is:
to put them on equal ground and to crush the sanctity of marriage is just outrageous and doesn't.
Here's what the problem with the sanctity of marriage is that the government got involved in the first place based on syphilis. Do you understand that the government somehow giving marriage? George Washington wasn't married by a government.
How dare
Abraham Lincoln wasn't married to Sarah by the government.
How dare they expect that we should ask their permission to get married? I think the government needs to get out of marriage altogether.
You know, as we go on to the same-sex marriage thing, I'm betting stocks for Johnson & Johnson personal lubricant are like going right through the roof right now.
All right, abortion. Totally think that should be outlawed.
What is that going to do?
Do you think people are going to stop having abortions just like they're going to stop having butt sex because you outlaw gay marriage?
And just like they stop taking drugs.
Yeah.
Right.
This crap isn't working.
I definitely
Billy,
don't want
hang on. Let's see if we can help Billy understand prohibition coming up next. 800-259-9231. Maybe you can explain it to Billy a little bit better than we can. 1-800-25, because Lord knows we've tried, for a year and a half. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually suits the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. Call 888-881-NO-BO.
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lectropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can literally call in and take control, bring up anything.
Hijack the show.
That you want to. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Manwich.
And we are on the line with Billy in Sarasota. Billy, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was just addressing abortion. That, I'm glad that's totally done with now. Hopefully we'll get that Roe versus Wade reversed once we get couple of new judges in the
what would you court. Like to see? I'm going to ask you this, Billy. Paint a picture for me. What would Billy's abortion-free America look like? How would it be done?
Well, first of all, there'd be no federal money going towards these abortions. And
I agree with that. I agree. We shouldn't be supporting or denying abortion with the federal government. But go ahead.
Okay. Glad we agree on something there. And I want to see any of these doctors who perform abortions go right to jail.
What about the women? What about the women?
I don't think if they perform any abortions.
So what about the women who are aborting?
Well, if there's no doctors doing it, there ain't going to be no women getting them done.
No, really? That's not true at all. It's gonna be. It's gonna start being done in back alleys again.
Well, you got coat hangers. You gotta be a little more compassionate with the women, but the doctor should have more responsibility and higher ethics and should know what's right.
What do you mean by compassionate? What should happen to a woman who wants an abortion and who gets one?
Well, I think we need to, try to counsel her and try to tell her the many different options she has, and that there's
a lot of... At least Billy's not advocating we put them to death too, like that one guy that we talked to a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, right.
He wanted to kill women who wanted to have abortions. Now, how is it that you're going to find out if they have an abortion? Because if you make abortion illegal, Billy, and this is prohibition we're talking about here, when you make something illegal, whether it be abortion, whether it be drugs, whether it be cigarettes, whether it be you name it, if it's made illegal, it immediately goes onto the black market. Price skyrockets for it, and service quality goes way, way down. So the safety of abortions would be completely negligible, and women would be possibly dying as a result of trying to get abortions, but some of them will do it anyway.
What's the deal with this morning after pill? Was RU486? What's going on with that? Because what's going to happen now? Okay, if we do what Billy wants and we get rid of abortion clinics, and then women are going to the pharmacy to get these RU486 pills, or doctors are writing out prescriptions for them, what's next then? We're going to throw all these doctors who wrote out prescription in jail and the women who are using the pills because basically they're committing what, murder? So you're going to put them in jail too?
That's not the answer. I don't know if these people ever heard of a birth control, maybe. I mean, or safe sex.
We know that people are practicing unsafe sex every day, Billy.
Well, if you're gonna do the behavior, you're gonna deal with the consequences. And I don't.
You're
think
absolutely right.
Only some of the people are gonna deal with the consequences, Billy, because rich people are still going to be able to fly to Toronto and get their, they're gonna be able to get their abortion anytime they want. So what you're doing is subjugating people who can't afford a $200 plane ticket.
Well, tell them to stay there. Don't come back.
Oh, they're coming back, baby.
And what about a woman who gets raped?
Because you can't legislate morality, man.
A woman who gets raped, she didn't ask for that. Why should she have to deal with the consequence of it?
I don't think anybody advocates, making
rape women. Or incest, or if you know that the child is going to be born with severe physical or mental deformity. Shouldn't the woman have an option? I say yes.
That's a tough call. That's a good point on the deformity thing.
Now you're just asking Billy to make exceptions to his little rules. What we have to do is do you understand what prohibition does?
Listen, I'm just saying, I just think it's a bad thing, and
Billy, take the honorable way of doing things and create an organization or join an organization that already exists that buys advertising, that tries to convince women to go through with it, to have their children, do it on a voluntary basis, use the power of persuasion. Tell them that their lives will be better and more fulfilling if they go ahead and go through with having the baby. And do whatever you can voluntarily to change people's minds. You cannot change the way people think by pointing weapons at them and telling them how to act. You will never change people that way.
I disagree with you. I think that should be illegal. I'm glad... The drugs thing.
And that's why you voted for George W. Billy, thanks for the call.
Wait.
You're cutting me off already?
Sorry, go ahead.
Already, after 20 minutes.
I bet you would have gave me an hour if Kerry would have won.
Don't want Kerry to win.
If Kerry would have won.
Whoa, don't make it seem like for even a second that the show advocated Kerry winning.
Well, I know Ian wasn't up till 1:30 in the morning waiting to see the returns to see Biden Eric won.
That's exactly what I was waiting for. What I was waiting for. I wanted to see if Biden Eric got more votes than Harry Brown did, and as a matter of fact, they got about the same amount. So we really didn't do any better this time out than we did in 2000.
But we didn't do any worse either.
Hey, let's try it all together. Four more years.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231.
What he likes, though. He knows he likes the Republicans.
Yes, he does. Regardless of how illogical and horrible
they are. It's kind of like Mike with the New England Patriots. He just likes them. He doesn't really know why.
All right, let's get back to the emails here. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. This was a short one here from Jimmy. He says, "Hi, I'm a new listener, and I don't know anything about radio." It's not too complex, buddy.
No.
You turn it on, and you keep it on this channel.
Right.
But I like talk radio a lot. Shortwave might be a good way to expand listener audience.
Well, we certainly appreciate the suggestion, Jimmy.
Aren't we on shortwave?
And I would say that we do have some pirate shortwave stations that we know of that are carrying this particular signal. I don't know where they're at, but they are out there.
Oh,
although
yeah.
I don't think there are any real shortwave stations you can call up and recruit to carry talk shows. And if there are, call them for us. It'd be great.
Yeah.
800-259-9231 is the number for you to call us. And we did just get an email writing in here from Lisa. The title is Please Learn Something. She's going to try to rip us a new one here shortly.
Oh, boy.
800-259-9231. She thinks we're uneducated, boys. We'll be back. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, caused a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. It was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Mike?
And Menwich.
And we want to hear from you about anything. In the remaining moments of the show, we will still take your calls. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we'll get to the final email of the night here. This one from Lisa.
And she's going to beat us up, isn't she?
She says, she says, please learn something. I've tuned into you guys just a few times, and I can't believe how many issues you haven't heard a clue about yet. You are familiar with Alex Jones? Check out his website and show and get educated. It's a great starting point. Well, I have heard Alex's show, and I have checked out his website, and some of the things he says I agree with, some of them I think are total baloney. So there you go. But she goes on to say, you can intelligently have an opinion on everything and have heard no information on anything at the same time. Huh?
I guess she's
probably saying that we don't necessarily back up a lot of what we say with, you know, a whole bunch of facts and, you know, just useless information that nobody's going to give a rat's behind about, you know?
She's saying we can't have an opinion on everything but have not heard any information on anything at the same time.
I think she's probably talking about the FEMA camps that I haven't heard
she's
about.
She's getting to that. Yeah. You know what? We can have an opinion on whatever we want to
That's
have.
That's because the FEMA
on.
Camps aren't real. You understand, Lisa?
They're not real.
This is crazy crackpot black helicopter crap.
So, you mean like that?
You love your little sound effect.
Yeah. Anyway, she says, "You please use your internet search skills and learn about the topics your callers are trying to educate you on." Well, I got plenty of things that I need to learn about in my spare time, and black helicopters don't really...
Yeah, it doesn't
my
figure
horn.
In there for me, I can tell you that much.
The immigration, she says, the immigration issue is not about race. There are other nationalities coming up through the Mexican border, namely the Chinese military.
Who's not educated? I'm sorry, what?
What is the Chinese military doing?
I've heard stocking like
up
this.
On serapes.
I've heard people talking about this. The Illuminati is running the Chinese, you know, the UN forces in, and they're taking over neighborhoods, and we're not hearing about it. And, come on, please.
She says, but it's rare to stumble across the Chinese military info online, so they're tempering what she just said by saying we're not going to find it if we look for it.
I think that the
she says even if it were just Mexicans, they're coming across the border illegally, being granted amnesty once they get here and exempt from providing the same kind of proof of identification as real American citizens, and crowding into our hospitals for free health care, and are eligible for Social Security benefits after they've been working here illegally for a certain number of years. We want to get rid of welfare on this show. We want to get rid of all of these benefits that you're talking about, Lisa. So therefore, we would only have one kind of immigrant, because right now we got two. One of them is looking for a handout. The other is looking to make a better life for themselves. If we get rid of the handouts, then that first type goes away, and we only get the people that are looking for a better life.
Like your parents were when they came to this country.
Your ancestors, exactly. You guys are too, she says, you guys are too young to have heard the news. There ain't going to be any Social Security for you when your retirement age.
Thank God. I don't want your socialist handouts. You keep that pinko stuff for yourself. I'll go ahead and save my money, put it in IRAs and 401ks. You can keep that Social Security stuff. Thanks.
And she says, go check it out for yourselves if you care to get educated on the facts of life. And you can't run a radio show being totally ignorant of everything, believe me. Oh, I've heard plenty of radio hosts that are totally ignorant of everything. This has been Free Talk Live, and it's been Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Manwich.
And we want to talk to you. Lisa, why don't you call us next week? 800-259-9. And we'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Most of you are going to hear Harry Brown next, so stay tuned. We'll see you next week.
Here comes a